Good morning. This is Ellen, Alana, and Neve with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, more than 20 people were arrested in Brisbane over the weekend during a series of pro-Palestine demonstrations held in opposition to Queensland's new hate speech laws. Justice for Palestine Maganjin coordinated the weekend of action against the legislation introduced earlier this year by the Christopher Lee government. The legislation criminalises two phrases commonly used by pro-Palestinian protesters, from the river to the sea and globalise the intifada, when demonstrated in a way that incites hostility or is reasonably expected to offend the public. The offences carry a maximum penalty of 2 years in prison. The weekend of action commenced with a flash mob performance in King George Square on Friday evening, with hundreds singing and dancing to John Farnham's hit song, Two Strong Hearts, that features the lyric, Like a River to the Sea. On Saturday, police arrested 20 people at a larger rally that occurred at Emma Miller Place after protesters chanted phrases banned under the legislation. Among those arrested were Jewish speakers Edward Carroll and Stephen Hite, and Palestinian-Australian Zach Karanikich. A further two arrests were made during Sunday's rally. During yesterday's rally, Justice for Palestine Maganjin announced it's working with legal experts to mount a High Court challenge, arguing the hate speech legislation is invalid under the Australian Constitution. The group has launched a fundraising campaign with a target of $50,000 to support the cause.
Keep your eyes to the skies for the Lyrid meteor shower. Known for its luminous dust trains, the Lyrids are associated with Comet Thatcher, a comet that orbits the Sun every 415 years. Each April, the Earth passes through a debris trail. As the dust trail collides with our atmosphere, fragments disintegrate and cause colorful displays and occasionally bright fireballs. The Lyrid meteor shower is located near the constellation Lyra, near the bright star Vega. Local high visibility locations will be Mount Cutha Summit and Wild Horse Mountain. So look towards the northeast sky on April 21st and 22nd between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. In national news, Gingera Energy has released plans to build a 1 gigawatt data center on Gurjari Country, south of Broome in Western Australia. The data center is being designed with a focus on sustainability using a closed-loop cooling system that recirculates water. The center will be powered by a mix of wind, solar, and natural gas.
Also in national news, Australia is currently at stage 2 of a 4-level fuel security plan. The Prime Minister says Corio refinery fire will not push Australia into stage 3 restrictions, which would see rationing measures. The Geelong refinery can process up to 120,000 barrels of oil per day. The company said it believed a faulty mechanical part in the facility's Mergas alkylation plant caused a gas leak. Australia relies heavily on imported refined fuels, and Albanese announced this week he had secured an extra 100 million litres of diesel from Brunei and South Korea.
In international news, Ukraine's police chief has resigned after footage of two officers leaving civilians and fleeing the scene of a deadly mass shooting in Kiev on Saturday was shared online. The head of Ukraine's police patrol, Yevhen Zhukov, resigned after facing criticism for his officers' actions. 6 people died and 14 others were injured when the 58-year-old Russian gunman wielding an automatic weapon opened fire in a busy central district of the city before barricading himself inside a supermarket with hostages. Negotiations were attempted during a 40-minute standoff, however the assailant did not respond and was neutralized. The officers in question have been suspended and are under investigation for their actions. The former police chief stated that the officers had failed to assess the situation properly and left civilians in danger, and that they had acted unprofessionally and unworthily. As a combat officer, I have decided to submit my resignation from the position I currently hold. Authorities are treating the shooting as a terrorist attack, but the motive is still unknown with investigations continuing. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.